Ski season is winding down, but training exercises are going on now for dogs used in avalanche and search and rescue missions. KUNR's Kat Fullwider reports.
I'm curled up in a small hole carved out under 3 feet of snow. I've been under the snow for about 5 minutes when I hear quick, light footsteps approaching, and then scratching. No, digging above me. Just then, light and snow pour into my little snow cave as paws dig through the snow wall, followed by a wet nose belonging to Griffin, the golden retriever and avalanche rescue dog. My four-legged rescuer furiously digs until he reaches me in the tug toy I hold for this training exercise. He latches on and yanks until I am dislodged from the snow cave into the blinding sunlight. Good boy, Griff, I say as we play a ferocious game of tug-of-war, his reward for a job well done. Griffin is one of four dogs on the North Star rescue team, and for him, this is an exciting game of chase and tug-of-war, but for those he may find in the snow, it is so much more. Malia Jordan has been Griffin's handler for the past year. She says the dogs are an important tool in avalanche search and rescue, especially when a victim isn't carrying a beacon that sends out signals.
Basically, if you are involved in any sort of an avalanche where you're not wearing a beacon and you're buried under the snow, your best bet of being found is with a dog.
North Star is not the only resort in our region with an avalanche dog team, though. Ben Stone is the avalanche dog coordinator at the Palisades Tahoe Resort and president of the Placer County Sheriff's Tahoe Dog Team.
So our dogs are trained to find human scent under the snow. If you and I are standing on top of the snow, they know that that's not what they're looking for. They're looking for something that's buried and that they have to dig up.
Although the dogs are an incredible tool, they aren't a guarantee for finding buried victims alive. Data from the American Avalanche Association showed that if a victim is found within 15 minutes, their chance of survival is 93%. After 35 minutes, it drops to 37%.
The outcome we're looking for is always to rescue someone. That's why we have these dogs. And to them, there's no differentiation between the real thing and training. It's all just a fun game for them. I always say my dog thinks the helicopter is a giant flying truck.
Stone and Ahsoka, his 3-year-old Belgian Malinois, are also deployed to the backcountry with the sheriff's dog team.
And so then you would respond to that avalanche. We work our dogs on the site and we can clear that site pretty quickly with a dog's nose. They can do the work of a lot of humans in a really short amount of time.
Stone says training starts when dogs are as young as 8 weeks old and often takes up to 2 years before a dog is ready to test for certification. Back at North Star, Jordan is training the newest member of the team, Rip, a 10-week-old English Shepherd. She says one of the first things the dogs learn is to find people through a game of hide-and-seek called Runaways.
So, run to the other room with the favorite toy, taunting them like, oh, come and get it, come and get it. And then someone holds the puppy back and then you run away, but they watch you. And then you say, search, and they'll find you.
His reward for finding her is a game of tug of war. As Rip advances, this game will get progressively harder. He'll learn to look for people not just hiding behind a tree or in another room, but for people buried in the snow. While it can be tempting to want to pet the dogs out on the slopes, Jordan and Stone say that if you ever want to say hi to them, be sure to ask first. And never approach a dog while on skis or a board. The sharp edges could cause career-ending cuts. But the dogs are very friendly, and if they aren't working, they would love to say hi to you. Reporting for KUNR News, I'm Kat Fullwider.
And we should note that Kat is a part-time patroller at North Star at Tahoe Resort, but does not work directly with the dogs. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudet. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.